listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. A heads up, this story deals with discussions around sexual assault. The Queensland Sexual Assault Network says law changes around stealthing and consent will show survivors their voices are being heard. Proposed laws will require affirmative consent, meaning all parties must voluntarily agree to take part in sexual acts rather than it being assumed. Meanwhile, secretly removing a condom could carry a penalty of life imprisonment. Spokesperson Angela Lynch says the changes send a strong message to survivors.
It actually has a positive impact on them. Even if they have experienced this and have experienced injustice, it means a lot to them to know that their voices have been heard.
If this story has raised issues for you, please contact 1800 RESPECT. The Queensland Teachers Union hopes the state government's new enterprise bargaining agreement will help entice more people to the profession. 94% of teachers voted in favour of the deal, which the Education Minister says will give them some of the best pay and conditions in the country. QTU President Cresta Richardson tells us what comes next.
You know, working with the department and the government about what it looks like in schools, because, you know, sometimes these things are feel a little bit separate. So it's about making them real in our schools so that our students can benefit, our members benefit, and the community benefits.
And Mackay Regional Council is once again having to deal with vegetation vandalism after at least 25 trees were damaged or removed at Ball Bay. Mayor Greg Williamson has hit out at those responsible.
We'll just follow our policy. We're putting up a newly designed, very ugly looking sign in black and red that says this area has been vandalised. We're going to replace the trees 2-for-1. It's just a disturbing event that happens on a too regular basis.
A quick check of sport now. Round 3 of the SSA Production Sedan's Rocky Roundup gets underway this weekend at the Rockhampton Showgrounds as Speedway returns with street stocks, super stockers and modified sedans as well.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe. In 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.